my friend. We've not met yet. Perhaps we might someday. I'm not sure what's brought you to the place you're at right now. I can't know the path that you have left in front of you. If you've begun reading, maybe because you're in a lot of pain, or because you've come to the end of yourself, and you're just not sure how to continue. Well, my first invitation is just to pause for a moment. Plant your feet firmly on the ground and notice. What state are you in right now? You may be feeling in a way that has no words. Maybe you feel numb. Maybe you're not sure how you feel or how to share how you feel. Just listen for a few more minutes and maybe you'll find that you're not so alone. One of the most amazing things that I ever heard came a little bit later in my life, after I'd already done a lot of racing and chasing. You are already everything that you need to be. You are already everything that you need to be. I'll come back to it in a minute. For now, just want to tell you that it's okay to have dark thoughts. Right now, yours have been about suicide. The fact is, dark thoughts are inside most of us. Just like there's air in your lungs right now, there are difficult thoughts in your head. We're only taught to express the positive thoughts, feelings of happiness, joy, you know, the niceness, the acceptable things. But what about the others? We're not taught to recognize and acknowledge the presence of anything inside of us that's considered negative, to look at the scary places. So naturally, you know, you recoil when those things rise up. Those are the parts of our mind that remain locked away from any kind of light. But what if we acknowledge them? What if we said, you know, it's okay to feel messed up and confused and angry and tired and anxious? And under certain circumstances, that is the normal way to feel. In a screwed up place, under all that pressure that we find ourselves, how could you really feel any other way? So if you're here reading these words or listening to them, inside your mind, there's some terrible things. And that's okay. They're in mine too. Sometimes I feel like I must have missed the classes at school that taught me how to navigate my way through life. Where were the lessons on grief, loss, failure? It's as if we were taught that those things were never going to happen. The grief, the loss, and the failures, you know. I never knew so many people that I loved were going to leave. I was really unprepared to deal with all that. I was taught that my life was always going to go up and up and up. Maybe you were taught that too. That's not the way life works, as you well know. Things rarely work out like that. Only going up. Waves don't work like that. Sound doesn't work like that. Only the simple human expectations take that shape. It's a lie that we've told ourselves that things are just going to get better and better and go up and up, but they won't always. We all have temporary setbacks, sometimes permanent ones. Shit turns, failures, bereavements. With action always comes some kind of risk of error. Terrible things happen to us. We've been hurt and assaulted and whipped emotionally and physically by some, and sometimes by the people that are meant to care about us the most, or the people that we care about the most. In this moment, it may feel like the one flicker of light that's inside of you is fading out. accepting the dark part of us is difficult. Especially when the dark part of us feels so much bigger than the light part. Darkness starts to express itself, and we don't know what to do with those scary thoughts. We don't know how to get them out of our heads. We don't know a healthy way to act on them. Because of that, they sit and they grow, and they thrive on our inattention. In those shadowy parts of our minds. In the same place where shame and guilt live. Dark thoughts can be very, very taxing. You may be tired. Tired's probably not the right word. Weary, exhausted, burnt out. Those are probably more like it. It's probably more like what it feels like. You know, imagine having a problem in your head. Problem that you're trying to solve, and you put all of yourself into it. You think, and you think, and you think so hard, and yet, you know, no answers come. It's like wandering around in the airport with all the luggage of your life, and you can't even find the check-in counter. It just gets so heavy. What we're doing is just recycling those same heavy thoughts over and over. Looking for an answer in the same old bags. Looking in a library for an answer in a book that's not even been written yet. That's very strange. Very strange way to go about solving anything. It may have served us in the past, but it's not serving us now. What can help us is an outside source. We just need a nudge. A slight shift in perspective. We just need a little bit of help to shift our gaze. But who could I possibly tell those dark thoughts to? You know, who could I really tell? Who could I really tell how I'm feeling? Who could I say? I want to die. Who could I say that to? That I want to end my own life. And in fact, I think it's the only way to get away from my pain. To escape. Escape life. Escape the things that have not gone right. That have maybe damaged the image of who people believe me to be. Escape the evil things inside me so that I can't feel them anymore. Who could I tell that to? Could I tell that to my friend? My friend that thinks I'm strong? My children who rely on me and have always relied on me for an answer? For structure? For a way ahead? How could I tell them that? My partner? Who thinks that I'm the rock? It depends on me to fix cracks as they come. The cracks and the dam that just never seem to stop. I'm supposed to keep everything afloat. How could I tell my parents? Would they not worry too? Who could I tell? You can tell me. Even though you haven't met me yet, I'm here. I'm not far away, and I'm here to support you. When I was younger, I was prone to rash impulses, and I acted on my emotions without thinking twice. I wrapped myself up in my fear, anger, doubt, sadness, and joy. I celebrated them. The ecstasy of just having a grip on everything in my life. Because it was so simple, fresh, new. I never failed at anything, never really been tested. You know, not the way life tests you. Just like a stone on a beach rolls endlessly in the waves. You know, it certainly can feel like that, tumbling along out of control, being worn down, little by little. Now, I'm a little more experienced. I've had that bitter, strange taste of failure. You know, I felt the pain of loss. I've had to watch the end of someone. To see them no longer go on. To fully stop. And it's just changed me forever. I feel things differently now. My views changed. It's more moderate in ways I never thought it could be. Life's worn away some of my sharp edges. Things feel different. I roll better. I move better. But it took the tide of 1,000 waves to make that happen. I see gray in spaces where before I only saw black and white. That was a huge revelation for me, to realize there was so much gray. It's only looking back that I understand that now. Today I feel the depth of what is around me more fully than I ever thought I could. All it took was time. Time is the gift. The only currency that really means anything. And it's been gifted to me and to you. We're constantly learning and adding to our mind. And our mind has the ability to change and adapt. Especially when we've had time, support. It's a fancy word. Neuroplasticity. Look it up. Basically, it means our minds are always changing. We can transform thought patterns in our heads. Our mind's always repairing itself. I see possibility there. Some setbacks we never thought that we'd have to deal with. We don't know how to keep up with the pace of what we're facing right now. But you know, setbacks by definition are temporary, as everything is in the end. So is life worth all the pain that comes with it? Is the game worth the candle? Oh yeah, it is. I've been beaten down with the question, like a lot of us, what's the purpose of life? There is really none handed to us ready-made. We have to discover and maybe even create that purpose for ourselves. Life's not a machine that's built with a purpose, like an ice maker or a vending machine. It's not as simple as that. Can't be answered like that. Limited like that. Life is an ability. It's an ability from which all else is possible. If only for the chance to look at itself in ultimate wonder, we are here for that. But how do you put the meaning of life into words? You know, it's silly to think we could. Words are only descriptions of objects and ideas. They're not really things. What words are needed to express the feeling of the sun on your face? A warm breeze? The laughter of a child? The pain of losing a friend? The way you feel in the arms and company of those closest to us, human or animal. Just the memory of those special beings, even the dreams of meeting them again, can sustain us. When we think about suicide, we think about the release, the relief, no more pain. To escape it all. But we escape all of our life. Anything that it could be, any joy, any new relationships, any new passions, anything that it can ever be is gone then. You know, perhaps we want to kill a part of ourselves. Do we need to kill all of ourselves? How many layers can we dig up within our being? Which layers need to live? Which need to die? I'm telling you now, don't let your pride kill you. That's a big one. You kill your shame, kill your guilt. Keep the rest. What we have been thinking about, suicide, is a very permanent solution to what may be temporary problems. A permanent solution to temporary problems. And if your problems feel permanent, if you've got depression, an illness, a pain that's not going to stop, then there are ways to ease it, to complete your life with dignity, with beauty, as a mentor for others. Who knows what you're still to learn? What might happen in these last months and days? What revolution? What revelation? What things? What people might find you? What might somebody say to you that you've always wanted to hear? Or what might you say or do that could surprisingly change someone else's life? You could meet the person that needs you now more than anything else. You could meet somebody that you never thought was there. It could be a stranger on a park bench. Someone sitting next to you on the bus. Someone that's there just waiting to support you. Somebody that you never even knew existed. It could be a coach, a friend, a therapist, a counselor, a doctor, that stranger, anyone. Might even be me. These are the people that can help you. And ultimately, you will help yourself. Suicide may be occupying your thoughts, but remember, thoughts are just thoughts. We do not need to obey each and every thought. Thoughts can change with the tide. We are not our thoughts. Thoughts come and go, just like clouds passing on a blue sky. We are not our emotions either. Emotions come and go. You are not angry. You are not happy. You are not sad. You only feel those things as they rise and then pass. Thoughts, emotions, physical sensations evolve. If you sit still and carefully attend to what is happening inside of you and watch it like a cat waiting for a mouse to run out of its hole, you'll notice the subtle changing nature of all of it. You know, my dad told me once that a problem shared is a problem halved. I believe that. Imagine what it would feel like to take away half of your burden. How would you feel then? And with that, I invite you to talk to someone about what you're going through. Lighten the load. Set down some of those heavy thoughts, even just for a moment. See what happens. See what it feels like. The hardest moment will be the moment of asking. Asking for someone else to listen. You gotta have courage. You must have courage. I wish I could have the chance to speak to you directly. That would mean so much to me. That you would trust me with your story. Help me understand all of the things that make you who you are. my life would have much more meaning. You know, we sometimes forget that asking others for help helps them just as much as it helps us. All of us want to feel useful, helpful, important. You may not feel like it now, but you are worth it. You may feel worthless, but your life has value. Even the chance of you is worth it. And if you've tried before to get better, you can try again and again until the trying is over and the living really begins. Here's something that you can say to yourself as many times as you need to. While I consider dying, I do so now while my heart beats, and I can feel that. Even though my mind has been focused on death, I can feel my lungs fill with air as I slowly breathe in and out. Against this great strain, I tighten my fists alongside it. My knuckles become white with the strength in my arms. As I say these words, the weight of what I am carrying is less. In this moment, I pull my shoulders back, and I feel my life is an ability, if only just to see what another moment holds. One must accept that suicide is a possibility, and it is also possible that I would not choose suicide if there was any other way for me to go on living. I must also accept that life is here as well. Life is a possibility. Choosing to live is just as brave as choosing to die. Sometimes, even a fragment of light is enough to lead us toward the possibility of a new day. As Leonard Cohen says, there's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. We're cracked. The light will eventually find its way in. Now remember that quote we started with at the beginning? You are already everything that you need to be. What if it were true? What if you are already everything that you need to be? What if you didn't have to achieve anything? Go anywhere. Be any more than you already are right now. What if life was enough? Does a newborn infant need to prove herself to deserve love and life? At what age does that change? Nobody ever told me that life was so valuable. Life is, in fact, the only thing that is of value. And you have it. Pause to realize that you have it.